Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Not Another Internet Guru podcast, hosted by Robert Benjamin and co-hosted by Mags. Mags is smirking at me because I just woke him up. He's still in bed. I'm making him film the podcast. We had a killer night at the casino last night. Both of us went on a run in blackjack, literally went through two decks without a losing hand. But yeah, let's get into it. We have a really good episode for you guys today. A ton of questions. Remember guys, if you want your questions answered, you need to comment on my YouTube video. Make sure you guys leave your username, comment on my latest YouTube video. In addition to that, if you have a question on an older video, comment it on my latest video. That'll give you the best chance of me actually answering your question. In addition to that, what I'm gonna start implementing is if I'm going to answer your question, I'm gonna leave a comment on the YouTube video and say, hey, this is gonna be answered in the podcast released on XYZ date at XYZ time. Now let's get into it. Hold up, before we get started, before we get into the questions, everybody needs to go follow at TikTok Keto on TikTok. They're an amazing food account. I mentioned them in my YouTube video that is dropping right now. They do an amazing job at taking advantage of trends in society and trends on TikTok and new features on TikTok. If you are struggling with making trends, hooking users in, doing things of that nature, you need to go check them out and drop them a follow. I strongly suggest you do that. Mags, take it away.
All right, guys, what's up? So the first question today is...
Hold up. Can you face the fucking mic, Mags?
All right, guys, what's up, everybody? The first question for today is TikTok the right platform for finding freelance clients?
So yes, first of all, yes, TikTok is the right platform for finding freelance clients. That being said, you need to have a little bit of a different strategy. So what I would recommend is the same thing that I did on TikTok. In the beginning, you need to build up a big fan base by posting trending content. That's the only way you're gonna be able to do that. That being said, when you're ready to start extracting value out of this system and leads and then working those leads to find clients, which is, I'll be totally honest, exactly what I do with my TikTok and I test things on it. What you need to do is start making content that is going to get less views, but it's going to have a higher conversion rate from somebody viewing to them becoming a lead to them becoming a client. Next question.
Could you add a list of accounts that show a good example of native looking videos?
Yes. So a couple accounts that do a really good job at making TikTok native videos are going to be Fry Manager Jake does a great job at making like comedy related content. That guy Drip does a great job of making dance related content. Somebody that's a celebrity that's absolutely killing it is Krista B. Allen. She's crushing it. I believe her handle is at Krista Allen. Does an absolutely amazing job. Within the food niche, like I just said, TikTok Keto does an amazing job. Within the music niche, at Carnival does an absolutely amazing job. Also at Daddy Nat X or Daddy Nat X, something like that. If you look up Natty Daddy, he will come up. Amazing musician, does an amazing job at making TikTok related content.
Billy X Newman does a great job in the fashion and makeup niche. And one of our newer people, Santiago Mos, he's doing a great job doing like fun facts videos. He's killing it right now.
Oh, at John Venus. Absolutely amazing job. The same with You First London. Absolutely amazing job within the fitness niche. Those were a ton of different niches. Next time, if you would ask specifically for your niche, I think that would probably be a little bit more helpful.
The next question is, I think you're mad if you think that we should all post 15 times a day, since that would take like 15 hours for us to do, since that takes hours long to rehearse one per video over and over again if you make a mistake in on your videos many times.
So you're mad for spitting in the face of TikTok being the biggest opportunity ever. TikTok just released their ads yesterday. So now one in every 8 posts is an ad. So naturally, organic reach, this is like the beginning of the end for organic reach. I still think we have 18 to 24 months before it becomes a problem, but there is no hiding the fact that this opportunity now is not going to last forever since TikTok is trying to monetize their platform now. That being said, if it's taking you an hour to make your TikToks, that's probably why you're watching my YouTube videos. It should not be taking you an hour to make your TikToks. It should take you 60 seconds to 3 minutes to make your TikToks. I don't know what kind of TikToks you're making, but I can guarantee that you can make them in a much more efficient manner. You can respond to comments. You can duet people. You can repost things. If you want to take an hour to make 3 posts a day, knock yourself out. The other thing, it sounds like you're being a perfectionist. TikTok does not want perfect content. TikTok wants TikTok native content, and TikTok native content does not take an hour to make. I'm sorry.
So here's one that we get a lot. Do videos or accounts get suppressed for the person looking too young?
Yes. That definitely happens. If you look like you're under the age of 16, or if you show somebody that is under the age of 16 very frequently, there's a very high chance that your TikTok account gets suppressed unless you have a relationship at TikTok or you're a notable figure that is incredibly young.
Any gamers you recommend taking a look at?
Yes, I strongly recommend you look at MrCasa777. Does an amazing job at making skits within the gaming niche. And then I strongly recommend you look at Scallon Riley. Absolutely fucking phenomenal job. He's in my mentorship program. I think he's gained like 30,000 followers, 40,000 followers in like 2 weeks. He is fucking crushing it. You guys need to check him out.
Hello, Robert. I just wanted to ask if it's normal that upon checking the analytics of my videos, under the traffic sources, there's no percentage for For You. This is happening to me for 2 weeks already. Thanks in advance. I wish you could help me.
So, I probably can help you if you would have left your username and I would have been able to check out your account. That being said, no, that is not normal. That is normal though if you're shadow banned, so I would strongly recommend that you get in contact with me. I would probably DM me on Instagram or sign up for an advanced recommendations package. That'll really get my attention and you'll hear from me almost immediately. If not, then I would strongly recommend that what you do is DM me and we could try to diagnose this thing and try to help you out, because I don't know if your posts are too short. I don't know if you're doing something wrong with your content, or you might just be shadow banned. Next question.
How many followers do you need before you're considered a big creator, or have reps get involved in emails with information directly from TikTok at Meritworthy on TikTok?
So that's a great question. To be totally honest, it really depends on what niche you're in. And you're gonna see a lot more of this happening where you're gonna get reached out to for influencer campaigns for a whole bunch of stuff. But I would say a really good rule of thumb is about 250,000 or 100,000, somewhere within that range. But like I said, it really, really depends on whether or not like what niche you're in. I mean, this is gonna make me sound like an asshole, but like whether or not you're a really hot girl, whether or not you're a sellable person, whether or not you're marketable in any kind of way. And you know what? I'm gonna take that back. It doesn't mean that you have to be hot. You could be incredibly fucking ugly and love hot dogs. Heinz Mustard might want you to do an ad for them if that's the case. I don't know why I threw in that you had to be ugly, but I'm gonna run with it. If you are somebody that is marketable and you're portraying yourself in a marketable manner, then yeah, you could have reps hit you up with 50K, 100K. I wouldn't focus so much on the number. I would focus more on making yourself marketable. Can you pull that person up again? Mags is showing me somebody that's in the mentorship program, or are they in the accelerator program? They're in the accelerator program, and they have grown, I think like 70,000 followers in the past 3 days. So I wanna shout them out, and I want you guys to check them out.
Yeah, it's Santiago Mos. When he signed up, he had 30,000 followers. He's at 95.4. He started 3 days ago.
And counting. You guys heard that. 65,000 followers in 7 days. That being said, I do want to say that that is not typical, right? Typically, people in the accelerator program, depending on how hard they work, will gain thousands of followers or tens of thousands. We've had like a dozen people gain over 100,000 followers. Santiago, it sounds like, is going to be the next person. That being said, though, I strongly recommend if you guys want guaranteed growth on TikTok, you need to get into either the accelerator program or the mentorship program. If you do not grow, if I cannot help you grow, you're going to get your money back, no questions asked. All right, so 4 quick questions while Mags goes to the bathroom. I think, I don't know what he's doing in there. He wants to go to the bathroom. He still has not gotten out of bed, by the way. So first question, hey Rob, how do I incentivize engagement on lip sync content? Great question. So what you're going to want to do to incentivize engagement on lip sync content is you need to make the incentivation for engagement around whatever that lip sync thing is. A great one is click plus if you think I didn't lip sync this, or click plus if you realize that I'm lip syncing this. It's got to be something like that where you really hook the user in, make them think that you're not lip syncing, and then what's going to happen is they're going to click plus or not click plus based on whether or not it was believable. Next question. I have 4.2K, but I grow slowly and my views are decreasing. How many times should I post a day, and what is the range between them? I would post 5 to 6 times a day right now. I would have 3 of them come from 9:30 a.m. till 10:30, and I would have 3 of them come from 7:30 to 9:30 at night. I have 29K on TikTok, and yet I have not got a single For You page percentage in months. I use all the hashtags, all your tips, and I'm barely growing. What should I do? What you should do is leave your username so I can check it out, because otherwise I don't know. You might just be making absolutely terrible content. Can you be in 2 niches? Because I want to make content to do karate and penguins. Yeah, you could be in 2 niches. That being said, I'm going to guess that penguin content is not trending. Karate content might be trending. I would do something a little differently. I would go karate and comedy or something like that so that you can mix the two. Next question, another amazing video. Love your videos, Robert. They help so much. I'm growing 100 to 150 followers a day. What can I do to enhance that? At Tashi_YYBZ. I strongly suggest that you start posting 3 to 4 more times a day and make sure you're incentivizing engagement in every single post. That's gonna get you to 250 and 500 followers gained every single day. Question, when you say incentivize engagement, do you mean in the sense of comments and shares? Because it's difficult to ask for a follow where a comment and share is relatively easy. I think you're wrong about that. I would get people to click the plus sign. The plus sign is the button that makes people follow you. It's really easy to get them to click the plus sign. Don't ask them to follow you ever. Ask them to click the plus sign. That'll get them to follow you, and you're not asking, like, you just don't sound like a scumbag or pushy when you do that. Next question. Do you have people in the cosplay niche in your engagement group? I am at MeritWorthy on TikTok. I've tripled my followers in the last week and I'd love people to collab with while I actually start trying to build a following. So yes, there are people in the cosplay niche within the engagement group. That being said, guys, I am gonna be coming out with a collaboration package. Basically what it's gonna be, you're gonna pay a really, really small fee and I am going to get you a ton of people to collaborate with so that you guys could start to transfer your followers within people within the same niche and collaborate with people that are in different niches because I really want to build the biggest TikTok community possible. Next question, before Mags gets back, I mass privated a bunch of videos and I've been shadow banned for the past 2 weeks. Should I make those videos public again or keep them private and keep posting content? Keep them private, keep posting content. Never, ever, ever mass private posts ever again. That can really, really, really ruin your account. Mags is back and he is gonna be taking it away.
Hey Robert, my husband and I have been following all your advice from YouTube, podcast, and the free course, and texting. Thanks. We went from 1.5K to 11K in 30 days just by following your every word. We plan on purchasing the personal plan next. If you give us a quick tip just by looking at our account, at carnivores2vegan.
Yes, I will look at your account right now. Oh. Carnivore2vegan. All right, I found you guys. 11.4K followers. I just followed you guys back. All right, so the one thing that you guys are doing right now, you guys are doing a really good job making content, making good vibes. You guys are duetting. What I would do way more duets. The last duet that you guys did was 3 days ago, and it got 2,600 views, which is on average more than you get. So why have you not done that since then? The other thing I would start doing is I would start making prank wars content between the two of you guys. I really think that could really hit. Next question, Max.
It's actually the last question. Hey, Rob. Awesome vid. A question I have for your podcast is there a limit to how many times you could repost a certain post? I've been reposting a ton of my posts and it's been a lot. I think it's getting old for some people. My username is @JeffNelsonMusic.
Great question, Jeff. I would strongly recommend that you do not repost things more than 5 to 6 times. At that point, you do need to start creating new content. Because like you said, yeah, people will start to get tired of it. TikTok will also start to think that you are just spamming them. Thank you guys so much for all of your questions. This was honestly a really good episode. Some of the best questions that we've gotten yet. Make sure if you guys have not already, subscribe to my YouTube channel, start commenting on my YouTube videos, text me. And if you're on Apple Podcasts and you have not given this podcast a 5-star rating, I need you to do that. I really, really need you to do that. Thank you guys so much. I cannot wait to see you guys in the next episode. Mags says goodbye too. Mags is just looking at the camera.